Hey everyone! When it comes to your career, do you ever wish you'd had just a little more experience when you were first starting out? What if you'd had the chance to see a project from the other side, or to gain exposure to other disciplines in your field? Would that have made a difference in your career? Today, in the next part of our intern series, we're exploring a unique way to give young professionals a better experience. At BHC Rhodes, a civil engineering firm, interns get an experience unlike any other. Through the AEC Partnership Program, interns complete a summer rotation at multiple different companies. Engineering students thus learn to understand a project from many different perspectives, say the construction or the architecture side of things. They collaborate with interns at other organizations, and in the end, they get a more well-rounded experience. Not to mention, BHC Rhodes now has a more well-versed candidate to bring on full-time down the line. Today on the show, we have Talent Development Manager Lisa Huddleston and two-time intern Trevor Spiegel to chat with us about this unique intern program. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Team KC podcast. Team KC is the talent attraction and retention initiative of the KC Area Development Council and is the regional authority for promoting Kansas City as a destination for top talent.
Hey everyone, it's Angela with Team KC. Continuing in our intern series this summer, today we have Lisa Huddleston, Talent Development Manager, and two-time intern turned full-time design engineer, Trevor Spiegel with BHC Rhodes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Angela. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So we would love to hear a little bit more about each of you. So could you briefly set the stage for how you got here today, Lisa?
Sure. I've been working at BHC Rhodes for the past 4 years, and previously I worked for a couple of larger EPC companies in town, and then I did HR consulting services for many years prior. I have about 18 years experience in HR and in engineering construction industry.
My goodness. And in your time with BHC Rhodes, have they always had a big HR?
No, so whenever they hired me, it was really a focus on culture, recruiting, performance management, and training. Mm-hmm. And I still, those are my core four focuses right now, but there was a lot of other HR services that I've taken over since I've been there because I had the experience to do so. So kind of worked into.
And Trevor?
So I grew up in Spring Hill, just south Kansas City, and born and raised a Kansas State fan, so went there and kind of had it in my head I was going to be a civil engineer, and it all worked out. So then I had a first entry-level internship with the city of Olathe. I went back to school and found BHC at a career fair. So then I started my first internship there and liked it a lot, went back for a second internship, and now I'm working full-time. So the likeness was mutual, I guess.
I love the BHC Rhodes motto of no problem place, right? But can you share a bit more about what the business is at BHC Rhodes for any of our listeners who maybe aren't super familiar?
You want me to do that?
I would say you're probably better.
So we're a civil engineering consulting firm, so we do not do any actual construction, but we have a site development group, and then which is kind of like commercial real estate, small pad sites. We do schools and healthcare facilities. And then we have our public works group, which they primarily do work within a 60 to 70 mile radius within the Kansas City Metro. And their clients are the municipalities. So we do have a couple outliers here and there, you know, that might be a little bit further, but most cities like to do business with locals. So, and then our survey group is in our KCK office, and they support probably, maybe 50% of our local work here, but they have a standalone clientele that they work on to do surveys in multiple formats throughout the metro and even some across the U.S., but primarily here in the Midwestern metro area. And then we have our utilities group, excuse me, that is primarily in the telecom industry. So we are really heavy into fiber, making sure that everyone has data in their businesses and their homes. And so one of our interns once said that we build the internet. And I thought that was so brilliant because that's our largest group, and that's kind of a really interesting way to describe our utilities group. We do utility relocation and some construction management and things like that, but it just sounds a lot nicer to build the internet.
Absolutely.
So I stole her line.
Well, and speaking of interns, it is mid-June, so you are in the midst of hot and heavy intern season.
Yeah.
But BHC Rhodes has a really unique experience for all of their interns called the Intern Exchange Program. So we would love to hear more about the structure of the program and how it works, if you could maybe share a bit more background on that. And then we'd love to hear from Trevor your point of view as an intern who's gotten to experience the program. So
our first year, we kind of called it an intern exchange program. And what we quickly realized, it's really a partnership. So we've kind of renamed it to the AEC partnership. And so what kind of gave me this idea of being in the industry as long as I have and working for engineers and also being knowledgeable of the construction and architectural industries is, you know, the famous saying is, oh, they have no idea what it takes to make this drawing. And then you're out in the field and the construction workers out there that are reading the blueprints said, those engineers have no idea how this works in the field. And so that's one of the biggest pains that I think we have when we're trying to get new professionals up to speed quicker. And how can we overcome that? And so I thought, well, why don't we partner with the people that we work with on a regular basis, the clients that we work with, and see if we can start teaching this at a younger age, the importance of communication and letting them understand what it's like to be in those shoes and understand how we work together, not just one time on a project, but throughout a project. So that's what really geared this intern exchange program, which is now our AEC partnership.
Yeah, so it's really helped me out as a young professional. As I went through the exchange program, I was first doing smart city research on smart city infrastructure, especially around Kansas City. And one of our partners is the city of Lenexa, and they actually had their interns doing research on smart lighting and LED lighting. So meeting them through this program helped collaborate our research, and we actually put Adam's research into our article and our research, and it really gives you an idea from the city, from the architects, and from construction firms, the processes that everyone goes through, different modeling processes, and really new ideas and tips that everyone can share with each other going into the real world.
That's very handy. And for your field specifically within that kind of construction, architecture, engineering, do you see other ways where this could be used in other industries as well?
Oh, yeah. Being in HR as long as I have, I think that it really is about communicating and understanding and putting yourself in other people's shoes. And the more we can understand that, the better that we are going to be at our job.
Do you feel like you've been inspired to be more communicative, Trevor?
Yeah, definitely. So as an intern, especially coming out of college, it's a little intimidating being in a business setting and you don't normally want to ask questions and things like that. So my advice from my mentors early in my internships was to ask more questions, be more communicative to people. And through the AEC partnership program, it's helped me a lot, already dealing with clients and sending formal emails, giving people a quick call, and just being confident in what you're talking about and getting good answers without having to stumble around the problem.
That is. All those soft skills can be really difficult to integrate into every profession, but I think especially in STEM careers.
Yeah, we focus on the technical, you know, and when you interview and talk to college grads, after they've been in the workforce about a year, they're like, I had no idea. I know the technical, but I had no idea all the soft skills I would need and just the rules of business in general. And so this is kind of our attempt to help them with that.
Sounds like it's been very successful. And I'm just curious, whenever you talked about kind of your partnerships moving through this process, are there other companies that you worked with specifically? Maybe what were some of those companies to provide these experiences for the interns?
Right now, we've worked with McHale Gordon for the last 2 years and the city of Lenexa the last 2 years. The first year, we worked with Pulse Architectural Firm, and this year, we're with Hollis Miller. So they're the only ones that have switched. My goal is to have multiple construction, engineering, and architectural and cities involved in this program. I would love to grow it and offer it to multiple interns.
Definitely. And what was one of your favorite experiences in working with these other companies last year?
I think my favorite experience overall, other than just seeing other projects and touring other projects, was definitely the 3D modeling and the mix of newer technology with infrastructure, because in college you learn blueprints and how to draft and things like that. And when you get into the AEC partnership, you see companies like Pulse Architecture that are using 3D modeling and virtual reality. So you can put the goggles on and walk yourself through the project before it's ever even built. So that was definitely a really cool experience for me.
And we do start out the beginning of the program when we kick it off. They have to kind of write out a diagram on how they feel that we all work together. And they're supposed to update this project life cycle every time we do a rotation. And then by the end, whichever company you're with can sit down with you and see what you've learned about how a project works and how we work together throughout. So hopefully they're gaining that knowledge as well.
This really is fascinating because I can definitely see with Lisa, like you do, you've got the HR, the soft skills, you have this whole vision of how it's all integrating in through the corporate structure. And you're an engineer, man.
I know.
You are. But you can also see the growth that you've had.
Yeah, definitely.
The ability that you do have to communicate very well. I have a family of engineers, and we work with a lot of companies that do have a lot of engineers in the background. And sometimes it can be difficult to communicate. So I love seeing the confidence that you have in this place. Well done. And now, as a full-time employee, how do you feel that this has impacted your abilities from the day-to-day, from a professional and personal standpoint?
It definitely has impacted, I would say, how detailed I've been on engineering plans and sheet sets. You think about it when you're sitting in front of your computer and you can explain it to yourself, or you can think, well, this is what it's supposed to look like. But after going to sites with these other, with the construction firms and architectures and seeing what they're looking at, you're definitely paying a lot more attention to detail. You're paying a lot more attention of putting yourself in the other person's shoes and seeing what your plans look like to them, what they're thinking of, and what questions they need to be answered, and hopefully answering some of those questions without ever even having to contact them.
I know that sometimes getting new programs like this can be, we'll just say, a pain. Trying to get things approved by upper management sometimes. So what advice would you give, Lisa, to other HR teams trying to launch something that's out of the box?
Well, I think it's, for me, I have very supportive upper management at BHC Rhodes. We definitely get it as a company, and not all companies do. Some companies are very forward-thinking and have kind of moved with the times, where it really is about the intern experience, and the payoff comes once you get to hire that intern. And so the ROI is a lot difficult to measure quickly. We were able to measure fairly quickly with Trevor because he was first year that we started his second year, and then we were able to hire him, and he's done a great job so far. But it is difficult. I think just letting them know the benefits are to come and just to try it. They don't have to send all their interns, that just one or two interns to the program, and hear from your interns. Ask them what they think, and then start tracking that. And it's tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's just really tough because we're used to hiring interns so that they're billable and at a reasonable bill rate. And times have changed, and we all need to come up to that. But it's hard. It's difficult. So be patient. And we have some of our companies that are not letting interns participate, but they are hosting our interns. And so that's a great start. I mean, right there, it's a huge start. So kudos to them for getting that far. And we'll get there. It just takes time. And once the word gets out, like here, I think this is one of the main reasons I wanted to come on here, is to be able to share the excitement and where we're going. And I would like to have people come with their ideas on how to even make the program better. I don't want this to be a program that BHC Rhodes started. I want it to be a community program for our interns.
That's incredible. So you've mentioned before the companies that you've worked with, as you've been kind of integrating this in, and kind of a call to action. Other companies out there in our Kansas City region, I would assume that you would like to have involved in this. What's your dream partnership?
Dream partnership. This one's tough. Dream partnership. That's putting me on the spot. I think the dream partnership is just someone that gets the vision, gets excited, and is not afraid to collaborate on how we can make it better. I eventually hope that they will have intern participation from all groups that are in the program. That's a tough one for the IDEO partnership because it's so new, and I'm just so excited about it. And I just want ideas. I want participation. I want to get... I want to hear from the interns on what they want. So it's just really exciting. Ask me in a couple of years and I'll probably have a lot lot more down.
And I'm going to be a little bit more pointed though. So are you, does it need to be an architecture or a construction firm? Or you said you worked with the city of Lenexa. Is it really just any company wanting to contribute and build on a project?
I think for us it was very pointed for our industry, mm-hmm. But I would challenge other companies to do a similar exercise and maybe even figure out how we can integrate our four areas that we work with on a regular basis with other companies. I would love to kind of hear how we can help each other and grow that, because like I said earlier, some of those soft skills and business skills, they're not learning always in school. It's just the technical and the bookwork. And so the more we can get them exposed to business concepts and goal setting and communication, the better off we're going to be. So that would be amazing if we could partner with someone that can help contribute to that.
Changing the face of internships throughout the Kansas region. I love it.
There you go.
BHC Rhodes. Well, thank you so much. Now we have the pleasure of kind of closing out, and unless, of course, there's anything else additional you would like to contribute.
I just want to formally thank our partners, because they have been wonderful at working with them, and I'm really appreciative to all the interns that have participated. I know even, like with Trevor, it was a learning process the first year, and we're going to continue to grow. But I just want to thank everyone who has heard us out, and if anyone's interested, give me a call.
Yeah, and I would say if anyone is on the edge of having their interns do it or something like that, definitely throw them into the mix. It's something, it's a whole new experience. It's something different. That was one thing I was worried about coming back into a second year internship, was kind of the same old, or what was going to be new about it. And that was one thing. It's no matter what division you're in or what site or what company, construction, architecture, anything like that, you can gain something out of it and you can see how something works. Even if it's just an acronym that you've heard a bunch of people say and you've never heard it explained, then that's something useful from the program. So,
and with Kansas City being within the top 5 concentrations of architecture, engineering, and design firms in the world.
Yes.
One would think.
Think of the impact we can have.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to close out here, but with our rapid fire question.
Oh, no. There we go.
This is one of our favorite little get to know you pieces, and kind of find out what you love on Kansas City. So do you think we're ready?
I think we're ready.
Ready as we're going to be.
Yep.
All right. Number one, it's 5:00 on Friday. What's your first stop for the weekend?
I would say my first stop for the weekend, at least recently, it was First Fridays that just kicked off last week. That was definitely, I just moved up to the plaza area, so being just completely engulfing the Crossroads, Plaza, First Fridays, things like that, that's definitely definitely my first go-to, at least on the Friday for now.
Well, I'm not home by 5:00 on Fridays because I live in Warrensburg, so kind of irrelevant. I'm usually relaxing by Friday, so I usually don't have a first stop.
That's an important thing to do. That's an important thing to do. Name 3 things that are always on your desk.
I'm pretty boring on this one. I'm bad about leaving coffee cups on my desk after I use those. Normally plan sets from a project that is either done or the plan sheet should have been recycled about 2 months ago. So those are always sitting on my desk, and usually a pair of headphones. I tune into podcasts, listen to music, things like that.
Well, mine is definitely coffee. It's almost always on my desk. My planner and my phones usually.
What's your go-to spot whenever you're showing off KC to visitors?
I would say now with how much downtown has just become such an amazing area, it would definitely be the downtown area with all the growth that we've sustained down there. It's just beautiful. It's a fun, vibrant, there's lots of energy. Just really enjoy it.
Yeah, Power and Light is definitely the easiest answer, places to go. I've been finding myself going more to Crossroads and things like that, more brunch places, smaller spots, places to eat for a little bit different than just the Power and Light.
I'm going to throw in a trick question. What's the best brunch in Kansas City?
Oh, man.
Now you're on the spot.
Yeah. The Summit in around Waldo is actually, that was one of my favorite recent brunch spots.
All right. And who would you trade lives with for a day?
Oh gosh. This is really a tough one. This is, who would I trade lives with?
I I'll go for trading lives. I'll go with Patrick Mahomes. Just one. I would love to be a professional football player. That does not seem too bad. And two, he's been everywhere, just engulfing the KC life recently. So, and he's, everyone loves him around Kansas City. So that wouldn't be it too bad.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You said that very nice. Yeah.
I was thinking of the sports player. Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know who I would trade lives with. There's so many people out there that would be exciting just to see what they go through. I've always wanted to be a president or a vice president and be sitting there and be able to sit through their meetings and really hear how they really go. But
yeah,
I can't pick one out that I would have wanted to trade my life
with. Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's just one day.
Just one day.
And final rapid fire is, what are your words to live by?
Well, mine has always been, help people accomplish their dreams and we will all be successful.
I would say this comes from my mom, and I'll PG rate it, but it's she always told us, have some fun and kick some butt. So that was definitely the, no matter what you're doing, that's always the good words to live by.
That's stellar advice. Yeah.
I like it.
Well, that covers it for today. Thank you again, Lisa. Thank you so much, Trevor, for your time.
Thank
you to all of our listeners. Please stay tuned for next time.
You're listening to the Team KC podcast. We'd like to thank our partners at Burns & McDonnell for making the podcast possible. Create amazing with Burns & McDonnell. Learn more about opportunities at burnsmcd.com/careers. Thanks for listening, and be sure to hang out with us next time.